Blog Talk Radio.
One mind, one team, one heart, one player to the whole, one goal from the start. Dominate the mark of the black and blue and watch the Super Bowl dream till they all come true.
Hey, welcome to another exciting football game here on WFB Talk Radio Continues. This is Coach Lee, and I'll be giving you play-by-play today of the Los Angeles Amazons and the H-Town Texas Cyclones in the Western Division NWFA Championship game. Winner of this game gets to continue. The other one gets to stay home or go home. Today, we are going to have a very exciting game. There's been a lot of exciting football today. Just to give you guys a couple updates, the Western Michigan Mayhem have defeated Philadelphia 21-0 to represent the East. And today we will find out who's going to be representing the West for the championship game out in Tennessee. I had a chance to go down and talk to the coaches and a couple of players, and we are all excited. They are excited, and they are ready to rock and roll. I talked to Coach Poppy, and he said basically the Cyclones are ready to go. They have taken a four-hour flight from Houston this morning, which was better than the 22-hour bus ride from last week. So he said it won't affect anything. Actually, the outcome should be a lot better due to the fact that they were only on the road for only 4 hours. Two-hour difference, time difference is not going to make a difference, as said. And he told me to look out for a few players. For the Cyclones, we need to look out for number 22, Shanta Greenwood. We also need to look out for number 33, Raisin McIntosh. And also number 22. I already said 22. Wow, watch out. Let me see who we got here. 33, 22. 59, let me see who 59, I'm going back and forth here because I got some things upside down. Renee Cosby and number 55, Benetta Francis on defense. I talked to Poppy, he said the three keys today is coming here and staying focused, play Houston football, which is knock them out, knock them down, and execute are the three keys for the Cyclones today. Over on the Los Angeles side, I sat down and talked with Coach Duncan. He's pretty excited about what's going on today, being able to host a championship game. He said he's learned from his bumps and bruises of the past, and be one game away from the championship is lucky number 7. This is the 7th year that the Amazons have been around, and this is lucky 7, and he feels that he'll be taking his team on to Tennessee. Some of the key players to look out for today for the L.A. Amazons would be number 7, Christina Rodriguez, who is the quarterback, running back, DB. This is her 4th year playing on the team. I think she was team MVP last year. And also the leading rusher on the team, Dina Gentry, who's a running back, DB. X-Track superstar. So with that in mind, we're going to get on over here and talk about some of the other keys for today. Let's go back to the Houston Cyclones when I talked to Raisin McIntosh, who was a former Texas track star. A lot of people don't realize that women tackle football is a bunch of great athletes out here. These aren't just watch it on TV, sit on the couch, and think I know how to play football type of young ladies. A lot of these young ladies have played Division I basketball, Division I basketball, volleyball, baseball, softball, soccer, and track and field. So these are real athletes who are still getting a kick out of learning this game and showing that women's football is here to stay. But again, Raisin is a former track star at University of Texas, and her keys for tonight was just basically be aggressive, rest the D. I guess they want to do control the ball on offense, keep the Amazons off the field, and also execute was her main thing. She said, we just got to execute, and if we're able to execute, we'll be able to take care of our business. I also talked to star running back Greenwood, number 22, And she basically just said, play hard. You know, play hard and execute is the key for today's game. And again, both players felt that the travel from Houston to L.A. was a lot shorter than the 22-hour bus ride. So, again, you know, they look pretty good out here in warm-ups. We're about 20 minutes away from the start of this game. Everybody's getting ready, and a lot of great things going on. When I talked to the two superstars on the L.A. Amazon, which is Christina Rodriguez and Dina Gentry, they basically said, you know what, it's time to play some L.A. ball, some West Coast ball, give it to them, put it on them, and make it happen. Those two young ladies are the big playmakers for the L.A. Amazons, and they were excited about finally getting back on the field. Being off the field a couple of weeks is not going to stop them from, you know, getting started and having things going in the correct fashion. They feel that they're going to be ready to go. It's not going to be no, the layoff is not going to have anything to slow them down. Sorry about that. Got a couple of referees coming in to the press box. Want to make sure the clock is working. Everything is here. We're waiting on other folks to get here. But this is going to be an exciting football game. And don't forget, you can always check up on the chat box here at WFB Talk Continues. Leave any messages and chat. We're going to have a few coaches also here that might be surprised. Coach Penn will be in the house tonight. He'll be down on the field from the California Quake. And you have Coach Anthony Barley from the Orange County Breakers here supporting the L.A. teams. One thing we do here in women's football, we support each other. No matter what league we're in or whatever, we all have a great respect for one another and come out and represent when we can. That's why you got me, Coach Lee, from the Las Vegas Showgirls here doing the L.A. Amazon game, which is all great. And by the way, the L.A. Amazons and the Las Vegas Showgirls have teamed up to put together a women's football conference on November 6th through the 9th in Las Vegas. It will be for players, all positions. You'll get taught from former coaches from both college, pro coaches coming down and teaching you all the skills at every position, from quarterback to kicker, from O-line to D-line, from DB to wide receiver to running back to linebacker. We're going to have it all. We're looking at about 250 athletes from across the country being part of the action, as well as coaches who coach women's football. It will be a coaches clinic as well. Again, we have coaches from other programs, college and pros, teaching coaches in women's football on scheme and philosophies. And then we also will have an owner's meeting as well, how to become a great owner, how to do game day operations, how to put your staff together. It's going to be all-inclusive. All total football, all for women, and coaches and owners of all women football teams across the country. For more information, you can always go to lvshowgirls.com. That's lvshowgirls.com. And that will give you more information. It should be on the LA Amazons website probably after this weekend, as well as on WFB Talk website as well. So, again, get the word out there. We're putting this together. Again, it's a combination of L.A. Amazons and Las Vegas Showgirls. But getting back to the game here, this is a key matchup here. Again, a lot of people saying, who are the H-Town Cyclones, H-Town, Texas Cyclones? And some people on chat boards have been arguing that this is a Houston Energy team. Some people say, no, this is a brand-new team. And I would have to say that it is a mixture of both. There's a few recognized names that I know of because, again, I've played against the Showgirls. Against the Houston. Hold on, we got the people here. We got the music here, so I'm going to have to find me another spot. So, again, who is the H-Town Houston Cyclones? You know, again, they're in green and gold. They're not in the normal red and white of old. But you know what? Coach Poppy was one of the first coaches in women's football here when the league started back up in 2000 and actually won three championships with the old Houston Energy. And, I had a chance to talk to him today, and we had a great talk about the history of women's football. We talked about the good, the bad, the ugly, and how things should be, could be, and will be. And he gave us some great information that I would like to share with you throughout the telecast, and we'll get that taken care of. And again, it was great talking to a pioneer of the game to tell us about what it used to be. And I asked him a question about women's football. What's the difference between today and in 2000? He said, well, the players at least know where the three-point stands is nowadays. And he said they've come a long ways. They have come a long ways in comparison to the very first practice that he recalled. And now he can put in his complicated offense and defense, and the girls know exactly what he's talking about. That just comes with experience. And as a coach myself, that's one thing we want as coaches. We want players that have played so that we can go ahead and move forward in the fundamental teaching of football. But you got to stick with fundamentals, you know, 90% of your practice, and that's what you got to do to put a good product out there. And I think that's what Houston has done to be the big surprise of the NWFA, being a new team. I wouldn't say that they're rookies, but majority of them have played, and that's the key to a good team, is being able to have players that have played. Just like the Los Angeles Amazons. Again, this is their second time being in a divisional championship game, one game away from the Super Bowl. And 7 years in the making, you got some of the players on the team that have been around for 7 years. Actually, Valerie Hansen has been around for 7 years for the Amazons. You have Deanna Federico, who's been around for 7 years. You have Lauren Hill, who's been around for 6 years for the L.A. Amazons. And you have Nicole Estrada, who's been around for 5 years. And then you see a mixture of rookies as well. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, about 14 rookies on this L.A. Amazon team. So it's a good mixture of old and new, and that's how you wind up being a divisional championship playing team. So we are minutes away from kickoff, and the L.A. Amazons, I just walked onto the field warming up here, and I see the Houston Texas Cyclones making their way out onto the field. It's a beautiful day here in Los Angeles, a little smoggy, but it's about 75 degrees. Sun is about an hour away from setting over the ocean. It's just a great day to play some football, and there's been some great football all day today. I will be bringing you, again, this is Coach Lee, I'll be bringing you play-by-play, and we will make this happen and make it as exciting as possible. Again, if you have any questions or concerns or would like to add in to some things, we do have the chat box here at WFB Talk Continue, and we can make it happen. As a matter of fact, I have Mr. Josh Penn who just walked in, and I'm going to see if he can call in and see if we can get some little talk before a pregame. So give me a whole second here so I can ask pretty please. All right, so Coach Penn, can I get you to call in for a minute? Five minutes. All right. All right, BJ, you got Coach Penn's gonna call in right now, and I got the Adam family here in my ears, and I love it because now it's reminding me of old days in school. Yes, he has your number. She said she would punch you in. So again, we got the luxuries of having other coaches here in California who, again, we support women's football here. You know, no matter who we coach, we just like to support each other. So Coach Penn should be coming in right now. And as you can see, the festivities are starting to pump up here. The music is getting on. I think I hear Coach Penn. That's you, Coach Penn?
Yeah, they unmuted me already. I'm already on.
All right. Coach Penn, how you doing?
I'm good. I spent all day watching football on TV. I got to see the first half of the Seattle-Dallas game, and then I listened to most of the Chicago Force-Pittsburgh game on the internet broadcast.
Okay. Well, what do you think about tonight's matchup? I know you probably don't know much about it, but what do you know? What can you add to the table here?
Well, right now, I mean, Duncan just yelled at me because he said I said bad things about him on my radio show, but I was like, I am not well informed enough to comment on either of these teams. I just know that the Cyclones have some talent, and I mean, I played tons of games against the Amazons, and every year they've gotten better. So, by what Boo said, she said they're the real deal this year, and I mean, Boo knows what she's talking about most of the time. So, I'm just excited to see it. I can't believe the uniforms of H-Town, though. That's some bravery right there to wear those things out in public.
Are you talking about the yellow and green?
Isn't well, that I don't have nothing against the yellow and green. It's just the fact that it's, you know, kind
it's
of
bright.
It's bright. It is a bright yellow.
Yeah, well, that's being here in California. That's pretty bright. But you know what? That brightness might be flashed across the end zone here and there. So, you know, that's what it's all about.
I'm anxious to see some of the competition in the NWFA. I mean, I was pretty much shocked by the Chicago-Pittsburgh game. And then I basically knew what was going to happen in the Seattle game. That's why I didn't say any of my predictions, because that's something I anticipated coming. But this game with no nothing anticipated, you know, I'm not expecting anything. I just want to see some good football. And after the last game I saw here, I expect to see some really good football. So
Yeah. When you look at the athletes, it looks like it's some great athletes out here when they walk by. I mean, this should be an exciting game, and it looks like a lot of speed out there on the field.
Well, yeah, I mean, and you and I, we both know about speed on a football team. We have two of the faster teams in our league. So, I mean, to say that the Amazon's got speed is saying a lot.
Oh, yeah, definitely that.
I mean, I'm anxious to see 21, Deanna Guidry. I mean, we played, I think, two games against her when I was with the Aftershock. And that was her rookie year. So, I mean, this is now her third or fourth season since then. So, with experience and more football knowledge, and I think that Duncan's done a really good job of keeping the core coaching staff together. So, I mean, they got to be running the same system. The players got to be comfortable, and you know, with every year, you know, that getting those rookies, you know, only improves things.
Right, and that's what I was talking about earlier, right before you got on, about the core of the team, you know, being able to keeping players with experience. And as a coach, you know, we just love the fact that we have players coming back that know our system, that know how to play the game, and we add in a mix of a couple of rookies, and we can put together a good team. You know, when you got to come back and come with rookies year in, year out, you just can't put together that great core team, you know, core members.
And I think that's
what LA is working with.
And that's one of the true callings of a good team is that they have a big core group of players coming back, and more importantly, they have a core group of coaches because, I mean, I've been around for a long time, and each year, it's a new coaching staff. This is the first year that I've coached that we've kept, you know, the majority of our coaching staff intact, and that's why the Dallases and the really big team names, Pittsburgh, they are good for a long time because they have the same coaches teaching the same stuff every year, and the players don't have to relearn things every single fall or spring or whatever, you know, your league plays in.
Exactly, and that's what we're working on right now, is getting together that core. So, again, at any point in time, Coach Penn, you can join in this telecast, and you're going to be down on the field, right, or are you going to be up in the stands?
Oh, no, I'll be up in the stands. I don't want to get in Duncan's ear or anything like that. I usually go and get the sun behind my back so I can see and not have to squint. So even though I'll be on H-Town's side, I'm not necessarily rooting for anybody. I just want to see some good football because I'm a football fan.
Okay, well, anytime you want to, just chirp on in, and if a big play happens or something, you see something, call on in, and I have BJ unmute you.
All right, sounds good, Coach Lee. I'll talk to you later today, then.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, again, that was Coach Penn from the California Quake giving us his $5 worth, and, you know, again, we're very supportive of all teams, no matter what league, that have been there for us. We just want to support each other, and all the coaches here have a great rapport. So, again, have Coach Penn here. We're going to have Coach Barley here. I'm pretty sure the coaches from the old SoCal Scorpions will be here from what I heard. So, again, I might get around and go through the stands and talk to a few coaches and give you their input on what's going on. So, again, we want to provide the best coverage for you guys. We want to give you some play-by-play, some analysis from different coaches. I'm going to try to get out on the field as well. I'm not going to stay up in this press box because this press box got about 50 million people in here, and we got all kind of things going on as far as music and other good stuff. So I'm going to try to stay on the move. If my phone starts going out, I just plug it up and sit up in the booth with all the music. But again, the key to tonight, no turnovers, executing, getting off the ball, staying on your blocks, what all coaches want, you know, in their team, is to execute, execute, and execute. And as you see, we are getting close. We are getting close to the kickoff. We got teams warming up. The fans are getting warmed up. Cyclones are just on the sideline, hanging out, looking at the Amazons. And again, this is the only time that they get a chance to see each other. So they're scoping each other out, seeing what they do. You know, because film is totally different. When you look at film of another team, you see their weakness, and you wind up staying on the weakness. And the other team might have been slow, and this particular running back might have been fast. But once they get on the field, the speed difference definitely changes. We got a little wind kicking up here, so I'm trying to stay out of the wind because I know it's irritating. Again, we are live here in L.A. at Bassett High School in the city of La Puente, which is about 22, 23 miles east of downtown Los Angeles. Los Angeles is a large metropolitan area with hundreds of high schools within the radius here. And again, Coach Duncan has been around for 7 years. And believe it or not, he's been around a lot longer than that. We just got the 10-minute mark before the kickoff. The referee just said 10 minutes before we kick off. Put 10 minutes on the clock. But again, let's go back a little bit with Coach Duncan. I actually met Coach Duncan about 4 years ago out in Pasadena, California. And I didn't realize that he was part of one of the first leagues for women's football back in the 70s. He actually coached the L.A. Dandelions back in 71 through 75. And I got footage. And I hold on to that footage because I got Coach Duncan with the biggest fro I ever seen up in the press box. And they did a special documentary here in L.A. where they at now, because that was like 35 years ago. Special here on KTLA Channel 5. And with that being said, Duncan's been around for a while. He knows how to coach these women and get them ready for a big game. He's looking to get out this game and make it onto the championship for the very first time. But I think if they have a Women's Hall of Fame, I think Aubrey Duncan should definitely be inducted due to the fact that he's been around since about 35 years of coaching women in women's football and then putting together this awesome Los Angeles Amazon team. Again, as I'm looking at the warm-ups, the L.A. Amazons are going through their pregame ritual of offense against defense, running plays. We got Houston just standing around, really scoping out, seeing what they're up against. Didn't see much hitting or anything before the game. Just trying to get them ready. But you know what? Every team has their own way of getting ready. You know, there's some teams that come out and just have their helmets and jerseys on and get warmed up. Then there's others that come out and have pads on and do some hitting and getting ready for the game. There's no advantage to one way or the other, just how the team operates and functions. And with that, it's getting done. We got a couple of media folks up here, so it's some good things here going on. L.A. is really promoting this thing. And unfortunately, they had the bye last week, and which happens. You know, when a team has to travel 2,500 miles, 2,300 miles, whatever it is, within a week, it's just hard. And as the owner of a women's football team, you just can't anticipate those things, of course. You know, especially when a playoff game, you win one game, you don't know if you're going to the next. You're afraid to buy tickets because the airlines don't allow you to have credit. You know, you buy them, and if you don't use them, you lose it. So, again, as an owner, you got to be cautious about where every dime is spent. And I feel for the Kentucky Karma. But, again, that's going to be a key today. Will the L.A. Amazons start this game slow due to the fact of not playing a game? And will Houston just be running on all motors based on the fact that they played the last two games or the last game last week? Again, the 22-hour bus ride shouldn't make a big deal, as I was told by not only the coaches, but also the players. 22 hours from last week, they got off the bus and took care of business. They feel that they can come on the plane in 4 hours, get here, take care of business. That's what it's all about. All righty, let's talk about records. As a matter of fact, the Amazons come into tonight's game 8-0. The Houston Cyclones, Texas Cyclones, come into this game at 9-1. At 9-1, they lost an earlier matchup this year. I'm looking for my information as we speak right now. And results. There we go. I got my stats here. Again, the Houston Texas Cyclones season. They started off with a win over the Austin Outlaws, 27-20. They beat the Gulf Coast Hurricanes, 46-0. They turned around and lost the following week, 13-21, at Oklahoma City. Then they come back and win 40-6 against North Texas Rage. They beat the Austin Outlaws again, 35-14. They beat Gulf Coast Hurricanes, 41-0. Then they got the revenge back on Oklahoma City with a 21-15 win and ended the season with a 43-6 win over North Texas Rage. And then the victory last week versus the St. Louis Slam. I think it was 23-15. The LA Amazons come into to today's game 8-0. They beat the Phoenix Prowlers 47-14 in the first game. They played the Modesto Magic and scored 90-0. Following week, they played the Arizona Wildfire and won 62-0. Then they turned around and played at Phoenix and beat the Phoenix 42-0. Arizona Wildfire was up next, 75-6. They had two forfeits against the Modesto Magic and the Arizona Wildfire, and then ended the season on June 21st with a 41-14 win. The teams are now at the midfield. Captains, ref is giving them the little runaround and what's going on and what side is heads and what side is tails. But again, some of the leaders tonight for Los Angeles Amazons. You got Dina Gentry with 56 carries, 943 yards, with a 16.8-yard average, 18 touchdowns. Sound like we're going to be giving the ball to Dina all night. Then we got Christina Rodriguez with 32 carries for 273 yards, an 8.5-yard per carry with 4 touchdowns. And then you got Ashley Moody with 13 carries, 133 yards, 10.2 yards a carry. So again, as you can see, the LA Amazons are pretty effective running the ball. Each running back is almost averaging a first down per carry. For the H-Town Texas Cyclones, their leading rusher is Raisin McIntosh, 44 carries, 484 yards with 11-yard average. We got the national anthem, so I'll be quiet. Now, you would have thought that was Whitney Houston out there singing that national anthem, but that was an exciting, very exciting, number 22 of the Los Angeles Amazons, Miss Lori Moore singing that wonderful rendition of the national anthem. Boy, got everybody pumped up, and we are ready to rock and roll. It looks like the Amazons will be receiving the ball. H-Town is lined up to kick. So I'm in the press box right now, so I might be roving, moving here and there everywhere tonight due to the fact that it might be a lot of noise up here. So here we go. Back deep for the Amazons. Let me see here. I got to get my things together here. Our roster. Here we go. Back deep is Lisa Gibson and number 9, Lisa Gibson, and number 12, Ashley Moody. All right. They are setting the clock. We are just waiting, and now we are ready to go. Here we are for the Western Divisional Championship game. Winner goes on to the Super Bowl, loser goes home. And the ball is kicked deep. Oh, and it bounces down at the 10-yard line where number 12, Moody, picks up the ball. She takes it to the 5, cuts back, makes it to the 10-yard line. So the Amazons will be starting deep, deep in their own territory on the 10-yard line. The Amazons will be coming out for the first snap of this playoff game. It's kind of hard here holding the book and not having a spotter, but that's all right. We're going to talk our way through this thing. All righty. Here we go. We got Houston lined up in a 4-3, college 4-3 defense. Amazons in the pro set, tight end to the right. Ball's handed off to number 21, Dentry. Dentry goes to about 3 yards. Tackled by number 78, Melissa Medina. Making it second down and 7. Second down and 7. Amazons break the huddle. Again, they go with a pro split left. Again, hand off to Dentry over to the right side. She hits the right corner. And she gets, about a 15-yard run around the right end. Knocked out of bounds by number 7, Tawana Rogers. First down for the Amazons. First and 10 on the 24-yard line. Minutes and 2 seconds here in the first quarter. This is Coach Lee bringing you the Western Championship game of the NWFA Western Championship game against the LA Amazons and the H-Town Cyclones. Again, Dentry to the right side. She gains about 2 yards on that play. Again, it looks like Duncan is going to be feeding Dentry here. Again, she carried the ball only 56 times this year for over 900 yards. So, again, if I Duncan. Okay. Somebody's trying to text me here, but I can't answer the text. All right, here we go. Christina Rodriguez is back at tailback in the I formation. It looks like she's going to lose a yard on that play. This is the Southern Division for the NWFA. My bad. I kept saying Western. I'm thinking Western because we're here on the West Coast, but it's the Southern Division. It is making it third down and 11 for the Amazons on the 25-yard line. 16. Again, Dina carrying the ball on the right side. Like she gains about 8 yards on the play. Tackled by a host of Cyclones. Making it fourth down and five. Fourth down and five. And the Amazons will punch the ball now. Back deep to kick will be Christina Rodriguez. Back to return the kick for the Cyclones. Looks like number one, Nicole Morris. Christina drops the ball. Oh, she takes it around the end. On fourth down, number two makes the tackle, and she is stopped. Great play by number two of the Cyclones, stopping that fourth down play, which was Chris Guillory. Making a stop here. It was a bad snap that dribbled back there. It dribbled back to the punter, and Christina tried to take it to the outside, to the left side, but it was stopped. So that makes it first and 10 on the 25-yard line for the Hurricanes. Oh, did I say Hurricanes? Oh, my. Cyclones. Boy, see, I'm a West Coast guy. We only get earthquakes here. So I don't know the difference between a hurricane, a cyclone, and a tornado. But anyway, we got the Cyclones. We got double tight wishbone. Handoff number 33, McIntosh. She hits to the left side, off left tackle for a gain of five, making it second down and five. That Houston team looked mighty big up front. Mighty big. It's like they're going to make use of their size and power. They're going to make use of their size and power and just go straight at L.A. Number 75. Who is 75? Wilson is the last name. Nice size right guard. Here we go. Again, double tight. To McIntosh goes outside. She breaks one tackle. Gain of about three, making it third down and about two. Making it third down and about two. That was Raisin McIntosh again. Two carries for about 8 yards. All right, it's third down and two. Third down and two. Again, quarterback under snap. Handoff again to number 32. Is that 32? Yes, 32. 32 for the first down is Ashley. Ashley McClune. My cousin. There we go. My cousin. Like my cousin. There we go. We can handle that. That makes it first down for the Cyclones on the 11-yard line. So they do have a chance to get a first down inside the 1-yard line. Again, they come out with double tights. Pitch to the left to Raisin. She can just bust it outside, and it is a touchdown. Cyclones, 11-yard touchdown run by Raisin McIntosh. Again, she was one of the ones I talked to earlier today, and she said, hey, coach, all we have to do is execute, play our game, and we can make this happen. Raisin McIntosh, again, for a 11-yard run to the left side. And she definitely used her speed on that. Once she hit the hole, she bust outside, and it was all over from there. And the kick is up, and the kick is good by Nicole Morris. Matter of fact, she's a barefoot kicker. I didn't notice that. Now she puts her shoe back on for the kickoff. But for the extra point, she takes her shoe off. All right. With 9:45 left in the first quarter, the Houston Texas Cyclones 7, the LA Amazons 0. You know, as coaches, we talk about the three phases of the game, offense, defense, and special teams. And special teams definitely played a big part in Houston team getting that touchdown. Starting on 25-yard line, that's great field position. Hutchinson up to kick. She kicks it deep. Oh, two players running into each other to number 22. Oh, and she's brought down. That was Lori Moore on the kickoff return. And number 21, Melissa Ward on the tackle, making it first down and 10 on the Amazon's 32-yard line. On the Amazon's 32-yard line. All right, here we go. This is where the Amazons need to recoup and put something together here. You know, you got to fight off those first game jitters coming back. They haven't played a game since the 21st of June. All right, here we go. 22 in motion. Oh, sweet pass. Oh, my. It's like a busted play. Christina throws the ball. Number 81's wide open for a catch. She runs. And she got a bounce at the 40-yard line. That was a 27-yard pass. It started off as a busted play. But Christina Rodriguez got rid of the ball and threw the ball to number 81, Alexis Glenn, for a 27-yard catch. But there is a flag on the play. There is a flag on the play. It is against the Amazons. It's against the Amazons. It looked like there was a legal block in the back on the end of the run, so they moved the ball back 10 yards. Still making it first down. It'll be first down on the Amazon's 46-yard line. The fans are still coming in. This is still L.A. to me. Boy, like Laker fans. They just come in middle of the first quarter. All right, here we go. Amazon's got the ball on a great play by Christina Rodriguez to Alexis Glenn, wide receiver. Oh, option play. Dentry to the outside. Again, this is where she uses her speed and strength. And she runs for about 12. We're looking at about 9 yards. It could be close to the first down. Actually, that was 11-yard scamper for number 22. Dentry for that 11-yard first down run. A little option play there. 22, quarterback. I didn't even mention this quarterback. That quarterback is Sarah Adams. And this is her fifth-year plan. Sarah Adams' fifth-year plan. She's calling signals here. You got Rodriguez and Gentry in the backfield. Again, Amazon's come out with a pro-left split. Hand off to Rodriguez. Rodriguez on the left end. And she takes it in for about 6 yards. And you got Hutchison. Hutchison is a familiar name. She was a member of the New Mexico Burn for the first 3 years. And have moved on to Houston and now play for the H-Town Texas Cyclones. She was in on that tackle. She's playing linebacker. Again, I'm familiar with a lot of these players because, again, some of them played on the energy, and I've played against the Amazons 6 times. Here we go. Adams at quarterback, hands off to Dentry up the middle out of eye. Gain of 2 yards, making it third down and three for the Amazons. They are now in H-Town's territory. Here we go. We got a third down and three. What is Coach Duncan going to do here? We definitely got to keep the momentum going. Again, Adams lines up at quarterback. There's a flag on the play. It looked like they broke the huddle with 12 players in the huddle. Yes. Okay, they got a little confusion on the play. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's 11 players on the field. It looked like they were confused. Actually, the Amazons only had 10 players. All right, we got a little confusion here. I work my best to try to get as many players' names as possible in on the tackles, but it's a little hard with not having a spotter, and I don't have a desk here to hold up my notes. So, again, we'll do our best. All right, here we go. It is third down and four. Hand off to Dentry. And she has gotten the first down, and she is tackled by number 97. 97 is Polk. Polk in on the tackle, but after Gentry gets a 7-yard run up the middle, making it first down and 10. Amazons on the 30-yard line. All right, here we go. Adams is coming out the huddle. Amazons are in a double tight end, two wide receiver set, one back, ace look. Hand off to Gentry again, up the middle. And she could take it all the way. And there she goes, 30 yards for the touchdown. Gina Gentry, 30-yard touchdown. She went right up the middle, right in the heart of the Cyclones defense, and was touched by number 3, who's a free safety, Jones. But used a great stiff arm on Jones and scampered in the last 12 yards after getting by the free safety. Right now making the score 6-7 with 6 minutes and 11 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And the kick is up. And it's good by Lisa Gibson, making the score 7-7 with 6:11 here to go in the first quarter. That was a great answer for the Amazons to get back into this game. Again, special teams, as we were talking about, was a key to the Cyclones getting their first touchdown, having the snap being bobbled down to the punter, and Christina trying to make a play gave the Cyclones great field position on the 25-yard line. So, again, with 6:11 to go here in the first quarter, Amazon 7, Cyclone 7. This is going to be a high-scoring game, I imagine, here. So, here we go. Adams is up to kick off back deep. We got McIntosh, and what other number we got back there? Actually, we got number 18 who got the ball here. 18, who was kidless and was tackled by number 66 of the Amazon, Gutierrez, Michelle Gutierrez on that tackle. So, again, that was a great special teams tackle. So, again, as coaches, we really work on special teams because that is an essential part of the game. And those who don't tend to falter due to the fact that field position is everything in football. All right, so here we go. This is going to be the first time that the Cyclones will be starting at the 42-yard line. They're on 42. They come out again, double tight ends with the wishbone look. The fans are chanting defense. It'll be sweep left. Sweep left, number 22. That's Greenwood. And she is hit by Rodriguez. And number 12 of the Amazon, Ashley Moody. That was a 3-yard run by Greenwood, with nice hard hitting by Christina Rodriguez and Miss Moody, because she definitely had the move going on right there. Again. All right, here we go. Cyclones are back at it again. Hand off to the fullback, number 44. Number 44 is Kim Smallwood, and she was brought down by number 32, Donna Gordon of the Amazon, making it third down and about 5.5. About 5.5 for the Cyclones. It looks like the Cyclones will stay with their double tight end wishbone attack. Defense! Oh, there's a flag on the play. Flag on the play. It looks like legal procedure on the Cyclones, making it third down and 10. As I look at stats, it doesn't look like the Cyclones actually pass that often. I want to say there's only 20 attempts on the year. So making it third down and 9 actually would be 38 attempts by the quarterback. Rushy Deborah, that is. Here we go, third down and 10. Ball snap, hand off to McIntosh over the left end. 22 is trying to grab the ball out of hand. Raising McIntosh for an 6-yard gain. Making it fourth down and about 3. Brought down by Dina Gentry there. The right corner. Fourth down. And it looks like we might have a punt situation here. Actually, that was Lori Moore. Lori Moore on the tackle. Back deep for the Amazons will be Lisa Gibson. Alrighty, they look like there's a flag on the play. Delay a game by the Cyclones, moving the ball back 5 yards. So again, gotta make it a fourth and about 8. And back deep to kick for the Cyclones will be number 23, Christina Hutchison. Got a good kick, about 35 yards. Lisa's back there, and she just falls on the ball at the 15-yard line. But that was a 46-yard punt for the Cyclones. Again, pushing the L.A. back to the 15-yard line, making them have to travel 85 yards for the touchdown if they make it that far. But again, special teams is the key to football. Keeping them back. Their backs against their own touchdowns is what you want to start and make them have to drive all the way down the field. So L.A. Amazons will be starting on the 15-yard line, making it first and 10. Adams at quarterback, actually in a shotgun now. L.A. is in a double-double look with one back shotgun. Hand off to Gentry up the middle. A gain about 5 yards, brought down by number 97, Polk. Again, that's what two tackles Polk that I know of. She played D-tackle for the Cyclones. The Cyclones appear to be in a 4-4 defense with linebackers blitzing up A-gap and B-gaps. But again, L.A. has gone out to a spread. Two receivers on both sides. Dentry back deep. Shotgun Adams. It's hiked again. Dentry to the left. Sweep to the left. She cuts back. Oh, she makes another move. Tackled by number 1, Morse. As she gained 3 yards, making it third down and about 1.5. A long 1, short 2. It looked like that play should have got more yards, but I think Dentry tried to cut back instead of using her speed and just hitting the sidelines on that particular play. But that was great pursuit by number 1, Morris. All right, here we go. Adams is under this time. We got eye formation. Pass to 22, a little quick screen. 22, Lori Moore on the reception for about 7 yards in the quick screen. Brought down by number 7, Rogers. Rogers in on the tackle. That makes it first down and 10 with 1:34 left in the first quarter here at Bassett High School in the beautiful Los Angeles, California. All right, here we go. L.A. is hustling up to the line. Again, they got double tight ends now, two wide outs on both sides of the field and one back right up the middle to Gentry. Great straight on. Oh, she hits the corner first for a 14-yard run. Tackled by Hutchinson, number 23. But that was a 14-yard run. The play was designed to go up the middle, which she scored on the same play to the left side. To the right side, she scored on. They run to the left, and she bounced outside for a gain of 14 yards. Making it first down with 1:05 left here in the first quarter. The score is 7-7. All righty, we come back with the same formation. Double tight, two wide outs, one on both sides. Ace back. Sweep to number 12. Number 12 to the outside. Oh, she cuts back. Avoids one tackle, which is number 6. And was dropped for a loss by number 23, Hutchinson. And number 55, Sawyer. Actually, no, that was Francis, number 55. Sorry about that. Again, it's hard. Wasn't no spotter here. I'm looking at my list here and just going back and forth, boy. I don't want to miss none of the game. But I might mess up on a couple of names, but don't worry about it because I will get it right at some point in time. All right, here we go. All right, the clock runs out, and we end the first quarter. L.A. Amazon, 7. H-Town, Texas Cyclones, 7. As I take a moment between quarters, again, I'd like to make an announcement that the Las Vegas Showgirls and the Los Angeles Amazons have teamed up to put on a women's football conference on November 6th through the 9th in Las Vegas, Nevada. For more information, you can go to lvshowgirls.com to find out more information. Again, it's going to be a collective of coaches, ex-players, teaching the ladies fundamentals and skills at all positions, from kicker to quarterback, from safety to corner, from D-line to O-line, and running backs to linebackers. Every position will be designed to get better and better and better. Also, there will be a coaches clinic where coaches can come in and get the latest on what's going on with football, different philosophies. We're going to have guest coaches coming in from different universities and some ex-college coaches and ex-pro coaches being guest speakers, as well as owners meeting, basically talking about what we can do to improve our game facilities, our fans, just doing a bunch of ideas here. So, again, that'll be the women's football camp, November 6th through the 9th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And now we're going to start off with the beginning of the second quarter. The Amazons have the ball on their 39-yard line, making it second down and about 14. Hand off to number 21, Dentry, on a crossbuck play, but it was shut down by number 59 of the Cyclones, which is Cosby, making that play. Only a 1-yard gain. Making it third down and about 12 and a half. Third down and 12 and a half here. All right, here we go. It's third down. Adams on the snap. We got pro right. We got 22 in motion. Oh, and the offensive line looked like they jumped off. Both guards have jumped. So that'll move the ball back 5 yards, making it third and long. Third and long for the Los Angeles Amazons. All right, Here we go. Amazons are coming out of the huddle. They're in a shotgun look. Slot to the right. We got another flag on the play. The ball's up in the air. And like it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by number three. Number three, Jones. Jones takes to the left side. Oh, she cuts all the way back to the right. And it's like if she's beat one person, she could go all the way. She's at the 40, the 35, the 30. Brought down by number 22 of the Amazons. Loie Moore on the tackle. But again, there is a flag on the play. There is a flag on the play. All righty. I think that's going to be Houston's ball. I mean, H-Town's ball. It looked like there was a legal procedure. Yep, illegal procedure against Amazon's declined. It'd be first down on the 29-yard line. Actually, legal procedure. Yeah. It was offside. They would have stopped it dead. There you go. All righty, we are here working here on WFB Talk continues. All right, here we go. We got the Cyclones. Under snap again. Hand off to Raisin. And she is brought down at the line of scrimmage by a host of L.A. Amazons. Number 46, Rodriguez. Number 46, Rodriguez on that tackle. And that's Maria Rodriguez on that particular tackle. Making it second down and nine. Again, Cyclones on the snap. Handoff number 22, Norwood to the right side. There was a nice hole there, but as she got there, the L.A. team is so quick. They closed it up. Gain of about three for Greenwood. Brought down again by Loie Moore and number 59, Sutterfield. All right, making it third down and about seven. Third down and about seven here. Again, handoff to the right side, Greenwood. She gets through the hole. Oh, a fumble on the play. Number 22, Loie Moore, calls the fumble. And it'll be Amazon ball. Sutterfield comes up with the ball, number 59, Amy. That was a big play. Big play by the Amazon defense. 22 did a great job stripping the ball. But that was a great defensive stop after H-Town had gotten an interception here and had it inside the Amazon territory and it looked like they were going to score. So it'll be first down and 10 on the 20-yard line with 12:08 left in the second quarter. Adams under center. L.A. in a I formation. Hands the ball off to number 21, Gentry, and she is stopped by a host of Cyclones. Number 59. Number 55. They're just getting up, all the whole pile. Number 6. Number 97. Poke. Boy, she's a beast up front. She is like holding the whole line. Very aggressive D lineman. In on every tackle. All right, we'll make it second down and 10. We have a little issue with the box. It doesn't have numbers on it, so I have to make sure we're on the right thing. Shotgun formation. It like it was a pass. Hand off to Christina Rodriguez to the left side, and she is brought down quickly by number one, Nicole Morris. I am seeing a lot of speed here on both teams. I mean, the offenses are getting going, but as soon as you think you see daylight, somebody is kind of swooping up and making hits and tackles left and right here. There is a flag on the play. Illegal procedure again against the Amazons. Decline. So it'll be a loss of 5 yards there. It was declined. Yes. Making it third down and 15. Third down and 15 here. The wind is at the back of the Amazon, so it would be a good idea for a pass here, but it's going to be a sweep to Gentry, trying to hit outside. She cuts back. Well, she breaks one tackle. There's a flag on the play. And again, harassed by number one, Morris, and number 23, Hutchison. Again, legal holding on the Amazons. Cyclones will definitely decline and making it fourth down and about 13. On the 15-yard line, making the fourth down in about 15 yards for the Amazons. All right, now we're back. We're back for a punt. Last time the Amazons was back to punt, the snap didn't make it there, and we had a little blooper there where Christina had to run around the end and got tackled. All right, snap is good. Again, she tucks it again. Oh. And she is stopped on the 12-yard line. She couldn't get the ball off. It looked like she's only 8 yards deep for the snap. And when she took two steps, she's on the back of her own players and just took the ball under and started running. In that case, you just got to get it. You got to take a step and get it off. You can't have the ball on the 12-yard line with the defense back against the wall. Not after a great defense stand after an offensive turnover. So now we got 12:34 left in the second quarter. The score is 7-7. Cyclones have the ball on 12-yard line. Hand off to McIntosh. She goes inside. Oh, and she is brought down by number 70 and number 12 of the Amazons. Ashley Moody and number 70, Lauren Davis. On that play, if McIntosh would have been able to get outside, I think that would have been a touchdown. She just went a little bit too far inside. Here we go. Second down in about 9. Cyclones can't get a first down inside. Oh, the pitch outside. Pitch outside to McIntosh. A flag on the play. McIntosh creeping into the 1 yard line. But I think it's going to be called back by a holding call. Christina Rodriguez, number 7, on the tackle. Ball placed on the 1 yard line, but let's see what the flag is. It looks like it's going to be holding against the Cyclones. So they'll move that back 10 yards. The Cyclones can use their size and power to Amazon. That looks like what they're trying to do. Just run inside, use their power, and then have the running back use her speed and break to the outside after she goes up the middle. So again, it is second down and about 21. Ball on the 22-yard line. Same play to McIntosh, sweep left. She gets outside. She got great blocking. She's scooting left, scooting right. Cuts back and down at the 5 yard line. A gain of 14 yards. Brought down by a free safety, Christina Rodriguez. That left side of the offense for the Cyclones is really paving the way for the running backs. And I wouldn't be surprised if they run the same play again. There's 9:01 left here in the second quarter. The score is tied up 7-7. Cyclones are marching their way on in on the 6-yard line, and we have a timeout. Timeout by the Cyclones. With that timeout, that'll give me a little time to talk about WFB Talk continues with what you're listening to this broadcast on, as well as USSportsRadio.com, as well as Women's Football Talk. Women's Football Talk is doing some great things for women's football. We have some new shows on the air. You have Coach Penn of the California Quake, who does Wednesday night third down and long with Coach Penn at 7 p.m. Pacific time. That'll be 10 o'clock Eastern. Will that be Mountain? 8 o'clock Mountain and 9 o'clock Central. Hey, I got it together there. Then you also have Barb, BB, BJ, and Robin on Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 o'clock Eastern time, where they talk about nothing but women's football every Sunday. Every Sunday. Did I mention every Sunday? Off season, during the season, whenever it's Sunday, they're talking about women's football. So make sure you tune in to those particular shows. All right. Cyclones are moving back. They're coming on the snap right now. It is third down and 5. Same play to the left side. Pitch to McIntosh. Great block. And it looks like it's a touchdown. Touchdown by the Cyclones on a 6-yard sweep to the left side. Great lead blocking there by the running backs for the Cyclones. That play is working every time they run the play to the offensive left. That'll be McIntosh's second touchdown, and actually her first touchdown was on the left-hand side on an 11-yard run. This was a 6-yard run for a touchdown. All right, snap, kick, and it's good. Number one, Nicole Morris for the extra point, making the score. H-Town Cyclone, 14. Los Angeles Amazon, 7. Again, while we have a minute or a break here, in earlier action today, we had the West Michigan Mayhem, 21, Philadelphia Phoenix, 0. I hope I'm correct on that one. You have, in the other league, you have Dallas Diamonds, 38, Seattle Majestic, 6, and Chicago Force, 8, Pittsburgh Passion, 7. So it was some great football action today, as all leagues are looking to go get their championship game together. Kickoff is kicked by Hutchinson. Number 9 picks it up on the 30-yard line. Oh, and she is met at the 35-yard line by number 21. 21. Was that Melissa Ward? Melissa Ward put the hit on Lisa Gibson there. Lisa had some daylight, but Ward just came through and just laid the boom on her. She gets up and comes to the sidelines. Everything looks to be okay. All right, she's shaking it off. All right, here we go. We got Adams in the huddle calling the play for the Amazons. They come out again in double tight, ace, one back. Handoff to number 21, Gentry. She stood up at the line. Is that number 97, Polk again? No, that is 23, Hutchinson. And number 59, Cosby. Cosby on the tackle. So, again, that D-line of H-Town Cyclones is really putting the wood, as my old coach George Allen would say, on the offensive line of the Amazons. Making it second down about 9.5. Adams again under center. She pitches to the left to Gentry. Gentry's outside. She got a good move. There's a flag on the play. She gets a gain of about 13, but we do have a flag on the play. 13-yard gain could be brought back. J. penitentiary was brought down by number 55, Sawyer. The refs are talking right now. It looks like it's going to be holding. H-Town is pointing back at the Amazons. Refs are still talking. It looks like they're going to mark it off. They got a... I know, what was that call? Yeah, that's not clipping. I think they're calling a clipping call. Yeah, it was a 15-yard, so that had to be clipping. 15-yard clipping. 15-yard clipping call on the wide receiver at the top, number 81. 81 would be Glenn. They call her for the crackback clip on the sweep. All right. So, again, it's third down and super long here, probably about 25. Third down, 25. Adams on the snap. Hand off to Rodriguez. Rodriguez trying to get outside. Hutchison making a great stop. Hutchison was an all-star performer for the New Mexico Burn 2 years ago and played in the very first all-star game and now is becoming a superstar here with the H-Town Cyclones. Actually, that was second down in 25. Now it's third down in about 28. In this situation, look out for screen a draw. Screen a draw. Defense should be looking out for screen and draw. Here we go. We got a slot left. Quarterback Adams in shotgun. Ball is snapped. She's throwing the ball. She throws it deep. And like he'll be intercepted. Oh, great move by number 21, the defensive back for the Cyclones. Ward made a great break on the ball. But Lori Moore of the Amazons had to come back and break up the play. She became defensive back on that play. So that'll make it fourth down in about 28. Ball is on the 18-yard line with 6:08 left. Back here to punt again. Punting has gotten Amazons in trouble. Great punt. About 40-yard punt caught by number one on the catch at the 48-yard line. She crosses the 50. Down at the Amazon's 36-yard line, number one, Nicole Morris. Great punt return. Cyclones are keeping the pressure on the Amazons. Hold on. All right, here we go. It'll be first and 10 for the Cyclones on the Amazon 36-yard line. Again, double tight, wishbone. Oh, flag on the play. McIntosh to the left again, brought down by a solid tackle by number 32, Donna Gordon. But there is a flag on the play. Offsides on the Amazons. Offsides on the Amazon. Making it first down and 5. First down and 5. Mistakes are killing the Amazons right now. And the Cyclones are making sure they make them pay for those mistakes. Cyclones come out the huddle again, double tight, wishbone. Pitch to the left to McIntosh. Again, she gets outside. Great move. And a nice one-on-one tackle by number 7, Rodriguez. It looked like it was about a 3-yard 3-yard rush, tackled by Rodriguez, making it 2nd down and 3.
There we go.
All righty. Here we go. We got 2nd down and 2 on the 27-yard line. On the 27-yard line, again, hand off to Greenwood to the right side. Flag on play, fumble. L.A. picks the ball up. It's L.A.'s ball, but there is a flag on the play. Greenwood on the carry. Great tackle by number 22, Laurie Moore. But there is a flag on the play. The refs are still talking. All righty, here we go. We should be getting the call real soon. And here we go. We have personal foul, face mask against the Amazons. The fans are not happy about that call. So that will give the Cyclones the ball back. Mark off 15 yards. So the ball should be around the 15-yard line. Yes, that'll give them 1st down on the 15-yard line. We got a timeout. We got a timeout by the Amazon. 1st down and 15 when we come back with the Cyclones having the ball. The Amazons trying to recoup here. This is a crucial down here. This is a crucial point of the game. They need to hold them. Keep the score down. It's already 14-7, the Cyclones. Again, they just have not gotten into their rhythm. And that usually happens due to the fact that you had so many weeks off. I mean, the last football game was on the 21st of June. So, again, you're talking about 3 weeks off and not having any action. It takes time to get back in the groove of things. All right. Coach Duncan talks to the defense, getting them together. We got the Cyclones here, making it 1st down on the 15-yard line. All right, here we go. Got double tight. Here we go. Back to the bread and butter. Back to McIntosh. Off tackle. Here she goes. She goes to the outside. And she is down at the 1-foot line, making it 1st down and gold on the 1-foot line. They are running that off tackle to the left play like it is their bread and butter. They are going to feed McIntosh and feed McIntosh and feed McIntosh. They found something to that left side. They found something on the left side, and they will not let it go. That's what good coaches do. You find a weakness, and you exploit it, you exploit it, you exploit it. So, again, here we go. 1st down and gold on the 1. It lets the quarterback sneak, and it is in for the touchdown. Houston is in for the touchdown. Making the score 20-7 with 4:14 left in the 2nd quarter. Morse looks like she's coming out for the extra point. This is the first time that the Amazons have been down this late in the game. So we are going to see what they are made out of based on the fact that they're down. Snap is high, but it gets down. And the kick is good. Morris makes the kick. This score is 21-7. H-Town Cyclones. H-Town Cyclones are up. again. Houston Cyclones have a great coaching staff. They've been together for years, and they really work well together. They really doing a good job of spotting some things out, some weaknesses that the LA Amazon have, and just using their size, power, and strength to overpower the LA team. That is what's going on right now. All righty, we are about to kick off. Back deep is number 22, Lori Moore, and number 9, Lisa Gibson. Hutchinson is back to kick. She kicks it deep, and it goes to number 9. She hits the middle. Oh, she found a little flop, and she is down inside the Cyclone territory, making it to the 49-yard line. Is Lisa Gibson. Exciting run there on the kickoff. Again, special teams. Special teams. Those are the type of plays you need on special teams to get your offense going. Get the crowd fired up. As you can hear, the crowd is getting fired up here. That was a great play by Gibson. All righty. Let's see what the Amazon's going to do here with the ball in the Cyclones territory. First and 10 on the Cyclone 49-yard line. They come out in pro right, split backs. Sweep to Dentry. Dentry gets to the outside. Great block by Christina. She runs through and over number 7 for a gain of about 5 yards. That was number 7 on the tackle, Rogers. 3 minutes and 58 seconds. L.A. comes out in a hurry-up offense. Spreads. Everybody's out. It's got trips right, slot left. Here we go. They're going to the pass. Adams drops back. She got sacked. Oh, and she's brought down by number 69. And Adams is down. Number 69 on the tackle for the sack. It's Taylor, Tony Taylor. Okay, she's all right, she's all right. Again, the Amazons go to their 2-minute offense with 3 minutes and 28 seconds to go. Trips right, slot left. Adams calling the play. The ball is snapped. The ball is thrown to number 7. Christina Rodriguez on the pass, just off her left hand. Back deep is number 3. Defending the play was Jones. There was a flag on the play. Holding on the defense. Holding on the defense. Hold on. Let's see what they got here. The call is on Houston. There was a 15-yard penalty. Personal foul. Personal foul. Late hit against the quarter on the quarterback. All right, so that makes it first down and 10 on the 36-yard line of the Cyclones with 3:11 to go. L.A. comes back with their with a slot. Here we go. We got slot left. I hand off the entry up the middle. Brought down by a host of Cyclones again. Them Texas H-Town Texas Cyclones are definitely getting in on the tackles. You got number 55 and 78. 55 is Sawyer and 78 is Davison. We have 2 minutes and 48 seconds here with H-Town Cyclones up 21-7. L.A. comes out in a pro-right split back. Sweep to Dentry again. Off right in. She breaks one tackle. She gets up the field. And she's brought down by number 59 and number 7, Rogers, and 59, Cosby. Timeout, Amazons with 2:22, with 2:22 left in the first half. Cyclones 21, Amazons 7.
Hey, what down is this?
Yeah, again, we're having some issues with the box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody in the box here is saying the same thing. We can't see the box that says what down it is. And the score clock is not keeping the down and distance. So now he has it up there. Third down. Third down and two for the Amazons. They definitely need this first down here. Keep this drive alive. I'm pretty sure this is four down territory. The ball is on the 27-yard line. 27-yard line. Okay, timeout is over. L.A. is coming out in a double shotgun with the ace back. The last time they were in this formation, they hand the ball off to Dentry up the middle to the left side. So here we go. Adams under snap. Sweep left to Dentry. She turns it up. She cuts it back out. Oh, great move. And a great tackle by number one after a gain of 7 yards. Tackle by Moore. That'll make it first down and 10. First down and 10 for the Amazons with 2:05 to go. We're counting down to the 2-minute warning. And we're at the 2-minute warning. 2-minute warning. It is first down and 10 on the 21-yard line for the Amazons. Again, both teams are using their workhorses. Dentry with the Amazons and McIntosh for the H-Town Cyclones. Again, this is a Southern Division NWSA championship game. Winner moves on to Tennessee. Loser stays home. Again, this is a key drive. A key drive for the Amazons. This will be a great momentum. It'll be great for momentum going into halftime, being that you scored and come back and you're back in the game. So again, L.A. must score on this drive. L.A. must score on this drive. All right, here we go. L.A. is back out. We in shotgun. Doubles. Ace back. Again, sweep to the right. Dentry. In and out. She breaks back outside. She's going. Oh, great run. Great run. A 20-yard run brought down by number 55 is Francis on the tackle. They make it first down and goal on the 5-yard line. First down and goal on the 5. Again, both teams are working their horses right now. It is a nice fan base here for L.A. Great crowd, loud crowd. They're getting their party on with a little Usher. Yeah. So, again, we got a timeout, injury timeout, number 55. I think she got a cramp, you know, getting that sea breeze weather here, you know. You might wind up in getting cramps if you didn't get your salt intake or your Gatorade intake. But anyway, L.A. comes in double tight with 1:54 to go. Adams on the snap. Number 46, Rodriguez in the backfield. They hand it off on the dive, and she is stopped. Loss of 3 yards. Tackle by, again, number 97, Polk. Poke in on the tackle. as well as number 98, I mean, not 98, but number 95, Hampton. Oh, we have a timeout, Amazons, with 1:39 left. 1:39 left, making it second down. Second down and goal on the 7-yard line. This is a great game here. Again, both teams are riding their workhorse. McIntosh for the Cyclones and Gentry for the Amazons. And Gentry's back in the game now. It is second down and 7. We are coming out of the timeout. We're in doubles again. Gentry back deep. Shotgun formation. It's like a sweep again to the right. Oh, and the Cyclones are all over that. Number 59 Francis is in the backfield again. Amazons are rushing to hurrying up with 1:18 left. They come out with no huddle with trips right, doubles left. Like a pass, and the ball's up in the air, up high, again, knocked down by number 3 and number 6 on the coverage. Number 6 is Gustave, and number 3, Jones, batting that ball down, making it fourth down. No, I think it's fourth down. Yeah, this is fourth down. Fourth down and gold on the 15-yard line. Fourth down and goal on the 15 with 1:05. Coach Duncan is on the field talking with the. It looks like they're going to go for it. It looks like Amazons are going for it. Fourth down and 15. They got to hurry up or they should get a delay of game. Fourth down and there's the flag. Delay a game, Amazons, making it fourth down and gold on the 20-yard line. Here we go, it's fourth down and gold on the 20-yard line. And they are going for it again. Adams in the huddle calling the play. All right, they got 10 seconds. Fourth down. And Adam takes the snap. He drops back. She throws. He lets it go. Number 9. He catches the ball. Wait. Is it a touchdown? No. They're stopped on the 1-yard line. Wait a minute. That was fourth down. It should be Houston's ball. It was fourth down. That should be Houston's ball. Hold on. The refs are meeting on this. The Cyclones stopped them on the 1-yard line. Yeah, they are. They're about 6 inches short. I think if she would have just dove, she would have made it, but I think she thought she was getting the first down. That was number 9. Skip. Yes, they're still talking right now. That was fourth down. From my recall, that was fourth down and gold on the 20. And we got 19 and a half. First down, Houston Cyclones. Right on the 1-inch line with 52 seconds to go in the half. All right, here we go. It could be a safety. Oh, and Raisin gets 1 yard on that play. 1 yard on that play, making it second down and 9. I think Houston just wants to run the clock out. They sit and run another play. Let the clock. It's 30 seconds left. They're staying in the huddle. It looks like Houston is going to stay. Wait, no. Houston is coming out to run another play with 20 seconds left. Under snap, quarterback sneak. And she gains 1 yard. And that will end the first half with 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7. The play was stopped by number 3. Question was asked on the net. Number 3, the free safety, saved that last play, which was Jones. Jones made the tackle on the 1 yard line, on the 1 inch line. So, again, that was a great half. It ended great for the Cyclones. We got the Amazons down at halftime for the first time this year, 21-7. Again, the H-Town Cyclones have come in here and whipped up some wind and caused havoc with a 21-7 halftime lead over the L.A. Amazons. Okay, there is a 20-minute halftime. Actually, the clock guy did not set the time on the halftime, but it should be a 20-minute halftime, and it should be clocking down right now. So, again, we are at halftime here in Los Angeles. We got the H-Town Cyclones 21, L.A. Amazons. Quick recap. McIntosh scored for the H-Town Cyclones on an 11-yard scamper on the left side. She also scored on a 6-yard run. And then the quarterback had a quarterback sneak to make it 21. L.A. Dentry scored on a 25-yard run. Hold on one second. They're trying to work on the clock, but it's a 15-minute. 15-minute halftime. 15-minute halftime. All the clock guys left. So we'll be running it down. 15 minutes. I'm going to have to become the clock guy, too. Let's see if I can do this. Oh. Yeah, he went down. So, again, I am going to take a halftime break, if you don't mind. I need to get some grub, and I need to get a little bit of Gatorade. So, BJ, are you here? I'm on my way down there.
Yeah, Coach, I'm here.
You there, BJ?
Yes, I am.
Okay. It's halftime. We have about 12 minutes left before we come back.
Okay, I think Coach Penn, he signed in. Did you want to do any recap with him?
Yeah,
or?
We can talk. How long we have right now?
We have actually till 8:30. What's going to happen is you may have to recap the beginning of the third quarter because I'm not going to call it until exactly 8:30 so the new segment of Part 2 starts. What's going to happen is the listeners will have to click to listen after they refresh their computer for the Part 2. So they may miss part of the kickoff because you guys only have a 15-minute halftime versus a normal 20-minute halftime.
Okay. Okay, is Coach Penn on?
Yeah, let me unmute him right now.
Okay.
You're on, Coach Penn.
Hey,
Coach
BJ,
Penn.
How you doing? What's up?
Hi.
You're on.
What did you see on that side of the field, man? I know you're on another side, so what's your analysis here?
Well, the Amazons look really rusty because of all the time they've had off. But
yes.
I'm really shocked at the... Hey, go get some lunch. Go get some lunch. I'll fill in some time for you. You need some food. I heard you over there.
All right, I'm going to run out and run down. All right, go ahead and take care of it.
All right, well, yeah, BJ, let me fill you on what I saw. The H-Town team, they run the wishbone, like straight up, double tight ends, fullbacks, two tailbacks. I mean, they have not run a different set all night, and they basically just do leads, sweeps, and dives, and I mean,
Amazons have done a pretty good job of covering. It's just they can't stop 33 around the corner. The blocking's really good, and the Amazons' defense is all sucked up in the middle of the field, so as soon as they run that sweep, it's a long run. On the Amazon side of the ball on offense, 21 is a good running back. H-Town's defense is they're running a 4-4, and everybody's clogging up the middle. Well, the Amazons don't run up the middle. And they run off tackle and they run sweeps with Rodriguez at number 7 and 21 Guidry. They try and get on the outside, buster that off tackle, and use their speed. And they did that on that one drive they were successful. And Houston, I guess, made an adjustment because they have not been able to get outside since, except for, you know, a couple small runs here and there. And it's actually very surprising to me to see, you know, this is some good football being played right now.
Yeah. So you're sitting on the opposite field as Coach Lee then. So you're on the H-Town side just so you get a different perspective. Plus, it's not as crowded on that side, of course, because it's a crowd of the Amazons. But
well, half the Quake team's here, so they're all sitting right in front of me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Now,
I was going to say the second half.
20 fans, too. I mean,
oh, do they?
They got about 20 or 25 fans here. I mean, maybe it's just people that aren't rooting for the Amazons, but, you know, they have a pretty good turnout here, you know, two or three groups of large people, and, you know, they're cheering and hooping and hollering, and, you know, got my 15 or 20 players sitting in front of us, so.
Well, I think all the Amazon fans are on the chat board right now. We got a lot of chatters going back and forth, but I didn't know if you wanted to be on third quarter with Coach from the other side calling after he makes his plays or anything. I didn't know if you want to do some analysis for him.
I didn't bring my headset today, so I don't want to do that all game. I'm just kind of enjoying, you know, watching the football. I mean, it's some good football. I mean, both offenses are executed very well. Defense of the Amazons have caused a couple turnovers, but they just haven't been able to take advantage of them. They keep on shooting themselves in the foot with silly little penalties here, silly little penalties there, a couple false starts. You know, and the passing game looks like it really is there. It's just they don't pass the ball. So, I mean, they're a running team, and to try to do that hurry-up offense, it was just they got all the way down to the 6-inch line. It was just we were like, oh, this is wide open, and all she had to do was extend her arms, and it would have scored. But she protected the ball and got tackled inside the one, and none of us knew it was fourth down because the yard marker thing here is broke, so somebody has like a written piece of paper that's holding up the down, and they're not using the scoreboard for any down and distance.
Are you talking about that last play, Coach?
The bomb they threw.
Yeah.
And got tackled inside the one. I could not believe she didn't stress the ball out on fourth down. So, I mean, both teams are playing really well.
Yeah.
I mean, adjustments are being made. I mean, Amazon's... They're trying to run off tackle and sweeping, and H-Town's adjusting on defense and trying to prevent that. It's just now, what is Coach Duncan going to do to get them to suck back up in the middle? Because when they can get a couple quick-hitting leads or dives up the middle, you know, H-Town will suck in and get in the corners again. But right now, it's H-Town is adjusted, and Amazons are playing catch-up because they're down 2 touchdowns right now.
Yeah, I think they're trying to throw down the middle was a big mistake because the free safety is playing about 20 yards deep. And any ball that floats up there, she's in a position to make a play. You know,
yeah.
I think they got to exploit them short.
Yeah, I mean, the short passes are going to basically get those linebackers to spread out and pay attention to the tight ends and other receivers, and then you'll be able to sweep on them or run on them. But it's just like trying to do the same thing over and over, which is give the ball to Guidry once she's tired, give the ball to Rodriguez, and it's just like, it's not working there. H-Town's adjusted, and you got to come up with something different. H-Town, on the other hand, they don't have to come up with anything different. They haven't run a single formation except one. They're just running the wishbone, double tight, and running base offense.
So that left side. Left side, they're just dominating that left side on the offensive side.
That's what's funny. When I'm looking at them, I would be running right the whole time because their right side tight end is a much better blocker than their left side tight end. Their left side tight end keeps on getting beat, and the reason they're getting around the corner is because that fullback is getting there.
It's clawing up the corner, yeah.
Yeah.
Putting it on their back every time.
And it's just like, I mean, that corner got saved, and
Duggan blitzed on one of them, and 23 came around the corner ready to disrupt the play, and that fullback just killed her. I mean, that was a definition D-cleat right there, and I was just like, oh, man, if they can't get it in them by blitzing, it's going to be a long night. So, I don't know. I'm anxious to see the adjustments because, you know, great teams make good adjustments for the second half, so, you know, and it's hard when you're up, so, to not lose your momentum.
Yeah, I think the Amazon just got to keep rolling and getting the ball to Gentry going up the field, you know, because right now Houston is just rushing hard outside every time, stopping the sweep. They can't get outside, so they should be running off tackle.
Exactly, that's what I mean. They need to do something right at the middle.
Yeah, because that's how she scored her first touchdown on that 25-yard run was off tackle.
Hey, Coach Lee.
Yes.
Okay, what I'm going to have to do is I'm gonna shut this one down. I'm not going to call in until 8:30, so you may have to do a little bit of recap because we might hit miss the little kickoff since it's only a 15-minute halftime. So maybe give us a little recap, but I'm not going to call until 8:30 so the new segment starts. Everybody out there listening, make sure you refresh your computers so the new part two shows up and you click to listen.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, so I'm going to hang up now so that way you guys can go take a quick break and everybody else can take a break.
Okay, I'll call back at 8:30.
Okay, Coach.
Right. No problem.
Okay, bye-bye. And thanks, Coach Ren. Okay, bye.
Get ready. 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 Get